What I wanted to talk to you about today is the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. What I'd like to do is give a very quick overview of what we want to cover today. The Gemara Megillah establishes that you have to give two matanos to two different people. And the question that we want to ask is, first and foremost, does the Ani himself have to give Matanos Levyonim? And if he does, can he just swap with someone else? The second thing I want to ask you is whether or not the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim requires a kavana, a special kavana. The third question I want to ask you is, can you be mekayim both Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim with one gift, with one nesina? Next, I want to cover the question of the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is part of Seuda or a separate kiyum, a separate mitzvah. We want to know whether the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is part of Simchas Purim, or basically it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. We want to understand whether or not I can take off from my Meiser money and give for Matanos Levyonim to use that same Meiser money. We want to know whether the Ani can be Mochel and say, alright, you don't have to give it to me, and I can still fulfill the mitzvah if he's Mochel. Can I fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim with what's called a Matana Al Menas Lahachzir? I make a condition that I'll have to return it to me. Who should come first in the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim? Should it come before, let's say, the mitzvah of Hachnos Kala? Should it become before the mitzvah of giving to yeshivos? Can I be mekayim the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim by giving money to yeshivos? Can I be mekayim the mitzvah by give the money to ketanim, to young children? What if I have a limited amount of funds and I have to choose between Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, which comes first? Can I send Matanos Levyonim before Purim and it will arrive on Purim? All these are some of the issues that we'd like to address today in the pages that you have in Mirtz Hashem. So let's begin on page 1 with the pasuk in Megillas Esther. The pasuk says, "Bayomim asher nachu bahem haYehudim meoyveihem vachodesh asher nefach lehem miyagon lesimcha umeyavel liyontif lasel sosam yimei mishte v'simcha mishloach manos ish l'reyehu umatonos levyonim." And what you have in this pasuk is 3 out of 4 of the component parts that make up the avodah, the mitzvah of Purim. What we're missing here is Nizkarim. That's in the earlier pasuk. It's not here on your page. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. The other three parts are, number one, Mishteh, which means Simchas Purim, which means, excuse me, Seudas Purim. Number two, Simcha, which is Simchas Belev. And finally, the monetary mitzvahs, which form the fourth branch of Purim, and that's Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim. Now, we want to start with the Gemara in Megillah, and that's the Sugya on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara establishes Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos. The Gemara goes on to tell a story, which you'll see towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Abaye bar Ovin v'Rab Chanina bar Ovin michlefe sudasayu lehadodi. They swapped their seudos. One gave to the other and the other gave to him. Rashi says, with regard to Mishloach Manos, which is on the top left of this section, he says, Trey Matanos Ika. he's got to give two matanos to one person. Sudasayu Rashi says, Ze ochel im ze bepurim shel shana zu ushnia soed chavero imo. It sounds like they made an arrangement in which one person would eat the suda as a guest, and a year later the host would now become the guest. So the guest in the first year becomes the host in the second year. But clearly the language of Rashi indicates that this swapping is a reference to Seuda, and Mishloach Manos, which means to give two manos to one person. Manos implies food, part of the Seuda. On the other hand, Matanos, the word Matana, doesn't refer to a Seuda necessarily. So we have two different concepts here. We have Manos, which sounds like it's more connected to Seuda and to food. And we have Matanos, which classically we would associate Matanos with monetary gifts. And one of the questions... Just 1 second. Dan, I'll write with you.
It's alternative.
Yeah. What do you say?
Alternative years. If Rashi says it's alternative years, what's the Hiddush there? What is that teaching us at all?
That both of them are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, on both years. Even though, in fact, 1 year you were a recipient, the other year you were a giver, that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. But again, Rabosa, keep in mind that our topic for today is not Mishloach Manos. I was really just quoting this Rashi to show you that Rashi understands that this swapping of Seuda is a reference to Mishloach Manos. It's not a reference to Matanos Levyonim. So one of the questions we want to address today is whether in Matanos Levyonim, which requires that you give two Matanos to one person, that's the Gemara establishes on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, whether or not I can give two Matanos to one Evyon, and he can give it back to me, and we both Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though we both end up with the same amount of money in our bank account, so to speak. Again, an Ani doesn't have much in his bank account. The Ran says explicitly, and you'll see that on the bottom right, next to the last source on your page, that the case of the Gemara of Abai Baravin and Rav Chinina Baravin or Chanina Baravin was the case of Mishloach Manos. And that's exactly how the Rambam Paskins, which you'll see on page 2, in Hilchas Megillah Perek Beis Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He says, Ketzad Chovas Seuda Zu. And within the context of the Chovas Seuda, he places the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos at the end of the second half of Halacha Tesvav. So that's very critical. Again, if Yiritz Hashem will study Mishloach Manos, the Rambam is quite outspoken about the fact that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is part of the mitzvah of Seuda. And then in Halacha Tezayin, he begins an entire new mitzvah, a chova of lechalek, chayv lechalek laniyim, biyom ha-purim, ein pachos mishnei aniyim. No saying the call echad matona achas. And now the Rambam says that the mitzvah of matona with regard to aniyim can be fulfilled in one of two ways, either by sending mos, or giving mos, or through mine tavshil or mine ochlim. And that's very interesting that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of matonas avyonim is not limited to cash, but it applies even to food stuff. And if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, which is on page 3, And that's in Siman Tuf Resh Tzadi Hey, in the middle, I would say two-thirds down on your page, in Sif Dal Chayv Lishloch L'Chavero Shtei Manos. And then he writes, V'im Ein Lo, that's at the end of Halacha Dalet, he writes, Machlif Im Chavero, Ze Sholech L'Ze Sudoso, V'Ze Sholech Lo Sudoso. In other words, the halacha of you send me and I send you in return, that applies to Mishloach Manos. He does not apply that to Matanos Levyonim. Now, there is a difference between what we saw in Rashi and what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that this exchange of Mishloach Manos is going on that very same Purim, as opposed to Rashi, which is alternative years. And then it's interesting that the Magen Avraham speaks about Matanos Levyonim Avimos. Okay, we'll come back to this Magen Avraham, because he seems to assume not the way the Rambam says it, but that the gift of Evyonim has to be Mos. Now I want to refer you to the Rush, and in this case, on page number one, the Rush has what's called Kitzur Piskei HaRush. And what we see here in the Kitzur Piskei HaRush is a little bit different than what's reflected in the Rush himself. The Rush himself, which you'll see not explicitly, but at least by implication, extends this halacha of exchange to Matanos Levyonim. Why do I say so? He starts his discussion with Mishloach Manos, and then he goes to Matanos Levyonim, and then he tells us the story of Abaye and Rav Chinina, Machlif Sudasayu. And the impression you get is that the Machlif Sudasayu is going on Matanos Levyonim. It's a little bit more explicit in the Kitzur Piskei HaRush, because there he says that he sends two Manos La'adam Echad, that's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Then he writes, Beis Matanos L'shtei Evyonim. So all of a sudden he switches the language from Manos to Matanos. And then he writes, V'im Hichlif Sudasayim Shal Chavero Yatza Midei Manos. Is that what you have in your text? No, that's not what you have. I was just fooling you. I mean, it's Erev Purim, so. But what the Rush says is Yatza Yidei Matanos. What does it mean, Matanos? It's very clear in the Kitzur Piskei HaRush that the word Manos is earmarked for Mishloach Manos. The word Matanos is designated for Matanos Levyonim. And he says that if they were Machlifs of the Sayu, B'shal Chaver Yotzamidei Matanos. So whereas in the Shulchan Aruch, we get the impression, and that was the impression we got also from the Rambam, that the halacha of exchanging Manos is a subcategory of Mishloach Manos, has no application to Matanos Levyonim. In contrast, the Rush, at least in his Psakim, seems to indicate, I can't take a Shmua Doraisa, that the halacha of exchanging Manos, or shall we be more precise and say exchanging Matanos, applies to the mitzvah of to the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim as well. And I think the one who noticed this was the Mishnah Brura, which you'll find on page 4. Now, not everybody has page 4, so you'll have to rely on me that I'm not making this up. The Mishnah Brura on page 4 is Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Dalid, Sifkat and Beis. Let me just see if I can find this. In Hichlif Sudaso Bishel Chavero Yotza Midei Matanos. The Mishnah Berurah also uses the word matanos, which sounds like he's talking about matanos levyonim, does it not?
He's quoting a ritva there.
Oh, so it's not just the Rush, it might be also the ritva. Now, you know that the Rush's son was Rav Yaakov, otherwise known as the Baal HaTurim, and he also notices this word matanos. And the Kitzer Piskei HaRush, some say, was actually authored by the Tur. And Ledina, when the Mishnah Berurah writes that Yotze Yedei Matanos, it sounds to me like he is accepting Lalocha, the Shita of the Piskei HaRush, which is probably the sheet of the Tur. And I think that this is going to touch on the very essence of what the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is all about. But before we get into that, I just want to point out that the Pri Chadash, which you'll see on page 3, is of a different opinion. He holds that an Ani is potter from the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. And therefore, according to the Pri Chadash, there's nothing to talk about. But Michlif Sudasayu, in the case of Aniyim, of two Aniyim, cannot be relevant to the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, because an Ani is potter from the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. I'll read to you the Pri Megunim's language. He says, Potter mi matanos levyonim. That's pretty outspoken. So again, let's just summarize. We have two issues on the table right now. One issue is, does the halach of michlefei sudasayu apply to matanos levyonim? And question number two, an ani himself, is he obligated in the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim? And what I would like to analyze with you is there some sort of a relationship between these two questions? And add to that another two questions. And that is, on page 3, you'll see the Turei Evan. And the Turei Evan vacillates back and forth on the question of whether you can be Yotze, Mishloach Manos, and Matanos Levyonim with one Nesina, where I give two Matanos. Just one second. I give two Manos to an Ani. Yeah, but here I need Shnei Bnei Adam. Yeah, so I think he means the following, that he will give two manos to one ani, and then another gift to another ani, and now he's given two aniyim. One nesina was a double header. He was mekayim not only the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, but at the same time the mitzvah of what? Of mishloach manos. That's what the Turei Evan is vacillating about. Can one nesina serve two purposes and be mekayim two mitzvahs simultaneously? The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, amongst the Dinam of Matanos Levyonim, which he dedicates an entire siman to, in Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalid, which is on the top of your page 3, he mentions nothing about Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is going to be recorded by the Shulchan Aruch in the next Siman, which is towards the bottom of your page, Tuf Reish Tzadi He. And it sounds to me that from the very fact that the Shulchan Aruch decided to split and designated two different simanim, one for Matanos of Yorim, the other for Mishloach Manos, he's indicating that there's no overlap between these two mitzvahs. Okay. Now we get to the main question for today. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Mishloach of Matanos Lev Yonim? And for this, we're going to need pages 6, 7, 10, 11, all those pages, because what the poskim are going to vacillate about is whether or not we should define the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim as a mitzvah of tzedakah. And this I heard once from my Rebbe in the name of Reb Chaim, that although there's a mitzvah of tzedakah the whole year round, on Purim is a chiyuv of tzedakah. The whole year round I can say, I'll give tomorrow, I'll give the day after, but this day of Purim is mechayev me in the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what Reb Chaim used to say. Or shall we say that the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim is part of the mitzvah of Simchas Purim, that we should give gifts to the aniyim so that we can be mesameach them on Purim? And if you take a look on page 7, this seems to be the opinion, without even blinking, of the Dvir HaKodesh. The Dvir HaKodesh is a contemporary Rosh Hashiva. His name is Rav Nosson Zachovsky. He's a Rosh Hashiva of a yeshiva called Gaon Yaakov, and the reason why you never heard of it is because you and I don't live, visit Bnei Brak as often as you should, and neither do I. And you only find out about the yeshivas there when somebody reads your daughter a shidduch, and you ask what yeshiva does he learn, and they tell you some yeshiva you never heard of. Oh, it's in Bnei Brak, you know. So the Rosh Hashiva says the following, and this you'll find on page 7. He says, "Nira l'stapek begeder matanos lev yonim." The second paragraph. Ha'im havi mitzvah b'fnei atzma mitzvahs ha'purim. It's part of the whole matrix of Purim. O davi hilchas tzedakah. That even though there's tzedakah the whole year round, on Purim there's an absolute chiyuv, unconditional, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And how to do so? By giving tzedakah to two different aniyim. And here he quotes the Bach, which we didn't see the Bach. The Bach says that an ani is chayav in the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim. And this is against the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh, we said, was of the opinion that an ani is potter from the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim. So the Dvir HaKodesh wants to say that this issue as to whether or not an ani is chayav in Matanos Lev Yonim or not depends upon how you define Matanos Lev Yonim. The Pri Chodesh understands that Matanos Lev Yonim is a chiyuv tzedakah. An ani is potter from the mitzvah of tzedakah. His mitzvah is to receive tzedakah, not to give. But on the other hand, the Bach is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim is not a branch or an application of the universal all year wrong mitzvah of tzedakah, but rather it's a chiyuv b'fnei atzma, and it's a din of Purim. The ani is chayav in the mitzvah of Purim, no less than anyone else. There's no reason to say that the Chazal, when they established the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim, they were mafkia the ani from that mitzvah. And now he wants to discuss the Magen Avraham. Let's go back to the first paragraph. The Magen Avraham wants to know about the bracha of Shechiyonu. You and I know that the Kori HaMegillah is going to bang on the table before he recites the brachas over the Mikra Megillah, and he's going to tell everyone they should have in mind all the mitzvahs of the day. Says the Magen Avraham, Yechavim bebirchas Shechiyonu gam kein al mitzvahs Mishloach Manos U'Su'udas Purim. And he mentions Mishloach Manos, but in a very high profile, he omits Matanos Lev Yonim. And it sounds like Matanos Lev Yonim is a mitzvah that doesn't require Shechiyonu. And if you take a look on the bottom right, The Magen Avraham holds that the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim is not just the mitzvah on Purim, because any mitzvah that comes mizman uzman engenders a chiyuv shechiyonu, but rather it's a mitzvah of tzedakah that applies the whole year round. And since it applies the whole year round, there's no need for a kavan of shechiyonu. Shechiyonu doesn't apply to a mitzvah that applies every moment of every day. And therefore, according to Prima Gadim, it makes sense that the Magen Avraham would omit Shechiyanu with regard to Matanis Levyonim, because the Magen Avraham says that an Ani is Patur from the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim, and we explain that that's because the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, because the, did I say Magen Avraham? I meant to say the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash and the Pri Maganim are of the opinion that Matanis Levyonim is a Chiv Tzedaka. That's a mitzvah that applies the whole year round, and therefore the Magen Avraham was deliberate and correct in omitting Matanis Levyonim with regard to Shechiyanu. There's no need to be Mechavein on the Brach of Shechiyanu for Matanis Levyonim, according to this school of thought, because the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim is the whole year round, and it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon an Ashir to give Tzedakah. However, if you take a look at Rabbi Kivager in the Gilyon on Tafresh Tadi, hey, he writes that it could very well be that the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim is not a Tzedakah Dika mitzvah, but rather it's a Purim Dika mitzvah. And he goes very far with that, as we'll soon see. But be that as it may, if I subsume Matanis Levyonim under the mitzvah of Purim, then no doubt that the Bach is correct that even an Ani is chayv in Matanis Levyonim, and no doubt that the Shechiyanu should be related not just to Mishloach Manos, but to Matanis Levyonim as well. So I will say, just to summarize, at this point we have the following. We have two definitions. We don't know how to classify and define the nature and the goal of the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim, and we have two nafkaminas. So the two definitions are, shall we subsume Matanis Levyonim under the general universal mitzvah of what? Of tzedakah, or shall we subsume it under the mitzvah of Simchas Purim? The two nafkaminas are, number one, the machlokes between the Bach and the Prima Gadim as to whether or not an Ani is chayev in Matanis Levyonim. Number two, the issue of Shechiyanu with regard to Matanis Levyonim. And now we get to the third nafkamina. That's from Kivager in number Gimel on your page. And he reflects on the suffix of the Turi Evin that we mentioned earlier. And that is, can you kill two birds with one stone? And with one Nesina, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of both Mishloach Manos and Matanis Levyonim if the recipient is an Ani, because the Ani himself is included under Ish L'Re'ehu. And then he'll give a second Matana to a second Ani. Is he Yotze or is he not? The Turi Evin vacillated back and forth on this question. Says Rabbi Kivager, V'nire ladun bazed, he mitzvahs Matanis Levyonim, mitzvahs Tzedakah. If that be the case, it's an entirely separate, independent mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah of Ribui Reus, to increase and enhance one's Yedidus, whereas the mitzvah of Tzedakah is a mitzvah of Tzedakah. It has nothing to do with Ribui Reus or Ribui Simcha. And therefore, if I assume the way the pre-Megadim assumed, and there is no Shechiyanu on Matanis Levyonim, an Ani is potter from Matanis Levyonim, clearly Matanis Levyonim is a mitzvah of Tzedakah, and therefore it has no overlap with the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, which is a Ribui Yedidus, Ribui Simcha, and therefore you cannot fulfill with one Nesina two different mitzvahs, because they're, you know, we don't allow you to do one Maisa and fulfill two mitzvahs. If on the other hand, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Tzion is to create simcha, then I could be mekayim that one single mitzvah of Purim Dika Simcha with one Nesina, and then of course I'd have to make a Shachiyanu on that, and an Ani would be equally chayav. Is Rabbosai, now let's talk about our original question, can you exchange gifts and two Aniyim can be Yotzei their Chiyuvim of Matanos Levyonim? And the answer is that if it works by Mishloach Manos, why shouldn't it work by Matanos Levyonim? Meaning, to the extent to which I subsume Matanos Levyonim under the general mitzvah of Simcha and Purim, then kishem she machlifim sudos l'kayim mitzvahs Mishloach Manos, kach machlifim sudos l'kayim mitzvahs Matanos Levyonim, and therefore requires Shechiyanu, even an ani is chayim in this mitzvah, and you can kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, then.
I'm sorry, I can't follow because I'm stuck on the ani is not chayiv in tzedaka.
An ani is not chayiv in tzedaka if he's a mamish an ani.
So
that we have to learn hilchos tzedaka.
I misunderstood from because of ma'aser k'safim he's chayiv.
Ma'aser k'safim might be something different. Maybe he may have to give a certain percentage of monies that come in. But as far as the mitzvah of tzedaka is concerned, the mitzvah of tzedaka is on an asher to give to an ani. Again, Dan, I don't want you to miss, again, there are many, many issues that overlap here, but I don't want you to miss the forest for the trees. What I want you to appreciate is, and if you could write this down, if somebody could be my stenographer here. Okay, Joe has a pen, but he's a lefty, so that doesn't count. What I mean to say is that there are three basic issues here, and they all seem to hinge on the nature of Matanos Levyonim and its goal. Issue number one is Shechiyanu. Issue number two is whether an ani is chayiv in this mitzvah. Issue number three is whether we can be mekayim this mitzvah with one nesina. And issue number four, I forgot number four, just like on Leil HaPesach, the number four, we have on Purim the number four. And that is, can you be mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim with one nesina? All these four issues hinge on our question about the nature and goal of Matanos Levyonim. That's what I want to clarify. If I maintain that Matanos Levyonim is a mitzvah tzedaka, then A, we could say that the ani is patur. B, we could do away with Shechiyanu because it's the Gan Siyor is a mitzvah tzedaka. C, there's no relationship between Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos, and they should be separated one from the other, even though they both appear, as we started today, in the same pasuk. But you should take a deep breath, and asnachta, between the two, and wedge a machitza. Therefore, it's impossible to use one nesina to fulfill two distinct mitzvahs, each of which has its own goal. And therefore, there's no such thing as exchanging gifts. That's not a mitzvah of tzedakah. I can't say to you, I'm going to give you, you give me, and that's tzedakah, because nobody gains over it. Tzedakah means I'm marviach, ani meraveach somebody. If, on the other hand, the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is what I call a simchas purim dika mitzvah, that's already different. Then we can talk about the mitzvah requiring a Shechiyanu. We can talk about the fact that even an ani is chayiv in this mitzvah. We can talk about the overlap between the mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim. And one nesina could serve for both. Here's the next question. Can I use Mos Meiser? Ira, can you answer that question?
No, I
know you want to ask a question, but I want you to answer my question, and then I'll be fair to you and I'll try to answer your question.
Okay.
Can I use mice and money for the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim?
It depends if it's part of stock or if it's stock.
Well, which way? Which way does it go? If it's part of stock, then what?
Then you can't.
Excellent. You can. Was that C-A-N? Nothing to do with the country. C-A-N.
Yeah, you can.
You can. Good. If on the other hand it's part of the mitzvah of Purim and Simchas Purim, then the answer is you cannot fulfill any mitzvah with Meiser Geld. Meiser Geld is exclusively earmarked for the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it cannot be used for any other mitzvah. The poskim say that probably you can't even use Meiser money to buy Sfarim. Why? Because buying Sfarim might come under a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Go ahead, Ira, you wanted to ask me something.
Doesn't it seem like one of the proofs that it's part of Purim is the fact that it's written in the Megillah along with the other mitzvahs of Purim,
Ira, it's definitely part of the mitzvah of Purim. But what happens when the mitzvah of Purim comes around? The mitzvah of Purim tells you that what you can or may fulfill as a mitzvah the whole year round, you're required to fulfill on Purim. Purim is a day in which tzedakah becomes absolutely unconditional and obligatory. The rest of the year, there are 50 million conditions that have to be met in order to obligate me in the mitzvah of tzedakah. On Purim, there are no conditions, no string attacks. By the way, how many nafkaminis do we have so far? Joe, are you writing this down?
No, I can't get all of them.
We have six.
It should be at least five. Again, let's see, Shechiyonu, if the Ani is Chayav, can we swap? Can we do it in one Nesina?
Meiser
money. And what was number six? I don't remember number six. But whatever it is, let me add number six to the list. On Purim, there's halacha that, do you check out the credentials of the guy who's asking for Matanis Levyonin?
No.
That means, in my mind, that this is a Purim halacha. In a Gantz Yar, in terms of universal tzedakah, one of the conditions is he's got to come and prove his credentials that he's a real Ani. That condition is waived on Purim. And the reason for that is because Matanis Levyonin is a Purim dik of mitzvah, the goal of which is Simcha. And even if he's not an Ani, let's say he's fooling me, but at the end of the day, if I was Mesameach him, I have the mitzvah. The other way to say it is that no, it's a mitzvah tzedakah. But just like we said, that on Purim, all the conditions that have to be met in order to engender, all the conditions that have to be met in order to engender the chiyuv tzedakah, all those are waived on Purim, including clause, let him prove that he's an Ani. Yeah, Yudi?
But isn't it also the case, or they're not cheapest in the Paiskin, that if I'm giving extra, I mean, if I'm going to give, for example, every single money that comes, right, I at a certain point may have to dip into my Meiser money in order to be able to do that.
Well,
so even if I say that in fact I can't be Yotze another mitzvah with my Meiser money, but if I'm going to exceed a certain limit because I don't have a choice, I have to give him.
So Yudi, I would say the following. You only have to give two matanos to two different aniyim. So what you do is like this. Let's say your Meiser money reaches 100. Let's just say. How much do you have in your bank account to give stock? You have 110. That extra 10 should be earmarked 5 for one ani and 5 for another ani. A third ani comes along, and then you take your Meiser money, you give him from your Meiser money, you dip into the 100, and you fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, but not the mitzvah of Matanis Levyon. He says, you know, today's Purim and this and that. No. I already fulfilled my chiyuv, because the mitzvah of Matanis Levyon doesn't exceed two aniyim. I've already done my two aniyim. Now you want me to dip into my Meiser geld? Good. That's a mitzvah tzedakah. And then he would have to prove his credentials.
But I'm saying it's not Meiser. If you exceed a certain limit on certain mitzvahs that you have to do anyway, then you actually can use your Meiser money and it can be considered Meiser.
Okay, maybe you're talking about what I call a Yotze Dofen situation. But I'm just giving you the ideal. In other words, in the classical scenario, what you do is you have 100 for Meiser, you've got now 10 above the Meiser, because your income is 1,000, So you took 100. Now you dip into your income, which you're left with 900. You take out 10, give 5 to Reuven, 5 to Shimon. If Levi comes along, that's a mitzvah tzedakah, and then I dip into my 100. You're asking, what about in extreme situations where I have certain mitzvahs?
No, it's not extreme, you know. because we have mitzvahs where we have to be mechanech children, for example, where there are poskim that say that you can use your meiser money even though you have a chiyuv.
So again, that would have to be an exception to the rule rather than the rule. The general rule is that meiser money is for tzedakah. You can have exceptions to the rule, but that's the general rule. Again, we're not learning, you know, Mirza Hashem, if you'd like, I can prepare a shiur on meiser money, and it's a very fascinating shiur, but that wasn't what I had in mind today. So you gentlemen are great at derailing me, but you know I'm just trying to sweat this. I'm trying to sweat this out, and you know, and get till the bell rings. You know, get some insight into what Matanis Levyonim is all about. There are two more points that I want to get out of the Devir Kodesh on page 7 before we go on. Point number one is, what about giving Matanis Levyonim to Ktanim? So if you take a look in the last paragraph, he writes in the name of the Kaf HaChayim that Matanis Levyonim L'Ktanim Mahani. It's meaningful. And he writes the following with regard to this Kaf HaChayim. He says, Be'emes Kefishin is bayr halo in matanis levyonim yidin tzedaka. Then it's a milsa de pshita. Nobody can doubt that you can give tzedaka money to a katan. Avalahani desvirle du din bifnei atzmo. The mitzvahs purim yesh lomar de beinon shakatan yismach al yidei zeh. And he refers to the issue again. This is Dan for our next year, Belineder on Mishloch Manos, whether Ish L'Re'eu includes even a katan. In other words, there are exceptions to every rule, and surely there are cases in which I could be Yotzi Mishloch Manos by sending Mishloch Manos to a katan. But as a general rule, we assume that if the purpose of Mishloch Manos is Ribui, Reus, and Simcha, that is achieved with a gadol. I don't know if you can achieve it with a katan. And certainly in the case of giving a matana, let's say, you know, you give imagine a young child. So some young children will be absolutely thrilled if you give them 50 shekels, because that's more than they get for an allowance for a month. And they could buy so much, so many different kinds of colored candies, it would be great. But if it's a very young child, he may not appreciate the gift that you're giving. And since it says Ish L'Re'eu, it could be that the simcha here has to be the simcha of Ish L'Re'eu. And in the case of Katan, that's not called Ish L'Re'eu. And the mitzvah of Ribui Simcha would not apply in the case of a Katan. And therefore, giving Matanis Levyonim to a Katan might not necessarily be a fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore the question of the Kaf HaChayim is still outstanding and it's not clear. In the previous paragraph, which is number Dalid, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. He speaks about a Yotzei L'Derech. A person is on his way to a journey, and he asks that the household, his family, will take care of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos on his behalf. It's sort of like, you know, the case of Chanukah, where she lights the Chanukah candles in the house on behalf of her husband. And he says the following. He says, "Efshar d'matonas levyonim yotza, avol b'mishloach manos lo vadei lo havi klum." Unbelievable chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know if you're familiar with this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that mishloach manos shalo b'fanav, Now, again, we have to define exactly what constitutes shalom b'fanav. Shalom b'fanav means, again, please don't hold me to this because we're not learning Mishloach Manos now. I just want to get to the point in which we see the contrast that the Aruch HaShulchan is assuming between Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos requires some sort of a contact. When I say some sort of a contact, it doesn't have to mean face-to-face contact. But I designate these Mishloach Manos for you. I want to increase the friendship between you and I. If I just give some sort of carte blanche, you know, tzivui, last will and testament to my wife and the kids, just give Mishloach Manos on my behalf, you know, whoever comes along, that's not the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in contrast, he has no doubt that the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim does not require any sort of encounter between the Nosein and the Mekabel. And I therefore present to you the thesis that the Aruch HaShulchan belongs to the camp of Reb Chaim Brisker, of the Prima Gadim, of those who would maintain that there's no Shechianu, that seems to be the Magen Avraham with regard to Matanos Avyonim, and basically you cannot kill two birds with one stone, with one Nesina, you can't just exchange gifts. Matanos Avyonim means I am the cause for your bank account, so to speak, right, proverbially, to go up and not go down. You have a plus, an asset in your bank account. That is Matanos Avyonim. I don't have to knock on your door and say, Arum gechabt, ani rotzel lechabek otcha, you're my best friend, and I love you, and here's a matana for you. No, that's not what it's all about. In fact, from a certain perspective, again, don't quote me on this, but I would wonder whether Matanos Avyonim as a matan beseser might enhance the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, according to this school of thought. Meaning, if I accept the Aruch HaShulchan, viseyaso, and subsume and define Matanos Avyonim as a mitzvah of tzedaka, maybe the halacha of matan beseser should kick in. Whereas, on the contrary, if I would classify Matanos Avyonim as Simchas Purim, then just like in Mishloach Manos, there has to be a certain relationship and a certain encounter. So too in Matanos Avyonim, the Be'er Heitev has an unbelievable chiddush, and I'd like to analyze that chiddush with you. He says that there's a shear for Matanos Avyonim, a minimal shear. We don't know exactly what it is. Let's say Gimel Prutos. He says, if I give to one ani 6 Prutos, I can be Yotze. I give a shear of 2 Matanos to one ani. Now, wait a second, Rabosai. I went back to the Pasuk and the Gemara Megillah that we started with, and it says, Matanos Levyonim. And the Gemara says on Daf Zayin that I have to give Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Bnei Adam. How could the Be'er Heitev even entertain the idea that someone could fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim by giving a shear of 2 Matanos to one person? Which you'll see if you have page 7 and the left column, line number 4. The only way possible, and by the way, this is very tenuous, the only way possible of justifying this Be'er Heitev, and again, Rabosai, if you ask me, I wouldn't even mention this Be'er Heitev. I don't even think it should be whispered in a Makom Torah, but who am I to argue with the Be'er Heitev? But if you're going to justify the Be'er Heitev in some sense, it's got to be a mitzvah of tzedakah, and the halacha of Shtei Matanos in Matanos Avyonim is just a shear in what constitutes the mitzvah of tzedakah, that unique mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. The mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim is not the shear of tzedakah for one module, but rather double it. And once I double it, it's considered 2 Matanos. It doesn't matter how many people are on the receiving end. Even if there's only one person receiving, but he received 2 Matanos, That is the nature of the mitzvah and the chov of tzedakah on Purim. But of course, if you're talking about ribui simcha, and the Torah says in this case, you have to be marba simcha by being mesamech to aniyim. Well, great that you gave six prutos, but you gave them to one ani. And then you would surely, even according to Be'er Heitev, not fulfill the mitzvah. So Rabbos, I would add this to our nafkamina list, to our scorecard, but as a very, very, very flimsy and sort of thin kind of threat. Okay, Rabbos, I know we're moving against the clock, but who can tell me how many nafkaminas we have? I think we have about seven or eight, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would judge, if we're looking at that list of nafkaminas, let me be a, I don't know what to call it, a brisker, and I want to be yotze for all the different shitas. Okay, that's a real brisker. So what I'm going to do is the following. A, I'm going to have kavan and shechiyonim for the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, assuming it's a mitzvah of Purim. B, I'm going to make sure that even the aniyim in town know that they have to give matanos levyonim because it's a mitzvah of Purim. C, I am not going to tolerate two aniyim swapping matanos, nor being yotze with, two aniyim being yotze with swapping their gifts. I am not, just 1 second. Yeah, I'm not going to allow my tonus of yonim to a katan. And all this is because perhaps the mitzvah is a mitzvah of ribui simcha. So I need kavana for shechiyanu. I'm going to be machayev and ani. There's no such thing as swapping. And I would avoid a cut. However, at the same time, I'm going to be machmir for the other shita that the mitzvah of matanas levyonim is fundamentally a mitzvah of tzedakah. Therefore, I completely reject, just 1 second, I completely reject the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shalom that, I'm sorry, the Shalom is the one who's machme, I mean those who argue with the Shalom, that I could be yotze my mitzvah, my Torah, Sefiyot, by giving meiser geld. I cannot do that. Because it's a mitzvah of simcha. Okay, it's a mitzvah of simcha. And 1 second. So wait a second. So help me out here, Rabbos. So when am I going to be machmir that it's a mitzvah of
give to two of
tzedakah? What?
Give to two of aniyim. Make sure you give to two of aniyim.
Separate between.
Okay, but wait a second, there should be something before that, just 1 second. Trouble is I should have written this out myself, just 1 second.
Make sure to give it to the them in person.
Ah, fakek, so then it comes out that all the chumris are on its side, that it's a mitzvah of Purim. There's no where I thought I had a chumrah that if it's a mitzvah of tzedakah, was there no
chumrah? Yeah, the chumrah is tzedakah. Make sure that you give it to them that they see it.
No.
That's if it's Simchas Purim. If it right, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Mishloach Manos requires that I see, but Matanos Evyonim, I could just instruct my household to give out Matanos, and I could be yotze by giving to a katan. I don't have to have kavana for shechiyanu, and an ani would be potter. So I think it's all in one direction. I don't know, for some reason I thought that we had one. What do you say?
There's a same direction.
Yeah, but that again, that's because it's a Purim mitzvah. It's a Purim mitzvah. Just 1 second. So what would this be
about the two portions? You have to give it to you have to give it to two people.
That's just 1 second. 1 second. Meaning, well, what was the Turi Evan Safe? Could have a Yotze. Could have a Yotze. Oh, excellent. The Turi, that would be lechumra like the Turi Evan. That I cannot be Mekayim both the mitzvahs with one Nesina. Meaning, I cannot give a Nesina to an Ani and as such fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. That's a Chumrah. Because it's a separate independent mitzvah of Tzedakah. And that's what I have right now. The only chumrah that I have right now, if I subsume and define Matanas Avyonim as Tzedakah, is the chumrah on one side in the Turi Evan that I need two separate nesinas. If I hold that Purim, that it's a mitzvah's Purim and Simchas Purim, then I have all the other chumras that we mentioned. I might not be able to give it to a katan, what about, just 1 second, what about exchanging gifts? If it's a mitzvah of Purim, that I can exchange gifts. That's it. The chumrah of tzedakah is, number one, that I can't use one nesina for both Mishloach Manos and Matanas Avyonim, and number two, that I can't get two aniyim in a room and have them swap gifts. That's not a mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, so those are the two chumras of that. If, on the other hand, there's a mitzvah of simcha, then I certainly have to be mesameach two people, and the Ber Heitev doesn't get off the ground. Now, we didn't discuss the case of Mechila, and whether that works in Tzedakah, whether that works in Simcha. I would like to point out to you the Madani Yontif, which is here on page 8. He's a Rav of a Shul of Bnei Brak as well. Rav Yontif Zinger, he also has an essay that's dedicated to this question of the nature and the goal of the mitzvah of Matanas Avyonim. And he emphasizes the Rambam's language with regard to Matanas Avyonim, Eilucha Simcha Gedola Bufara El Sameach Lev Aniyim, etc., etc. It sounds like the emphasis here is on Simcha. And that Matanas Avyonim is not just a mitzvah of tzedakah in the universal sense, but it's a special mitzvah of Simcha on Purim. I'm not sure if that's the way you have to learn the Rambam, but he wants to ask a question about the shiur of Nesinas Matanas Avyonim. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Sadi Dalin, Chayev Adam, Kol Adam Litein Lefachos, Shtei Matanas L'Shnei Aniyim. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the name of the Ritva, Afilu Shtei Pruto Sagi, Tishava Pruto Chashuva Maton Avalom Befachos. Now the question we wanted to ask is, would a Pruto, which is the barest minimum of the Shir Kesef, engender Simcha to the Ani? It's hard for me to understand that. You know, in our time, I'm not sure that the Ani is going to start dancing in the street because you gave him a pruta, whatever it is, you know, you gave him a half a shekel. Now, perhaps we could say that you need more than just a pruta, because the mitzvah is not just tzedakah, but it's also simcha. And once again, Rav Osa, we're coming to the same conclusion that simcha is, in a sense, l'chumra. I mean, we found one or two exceptions, but as a general rule, simcha becomes a chumra. For example, the Marashah writes in the Gild of Zion that you need a shir nesina chashuva, not the basic minimum shir nesina of a shava pruta. And in Shari Tshuva, he writes that you have to give a schum kesef with which he can buy a volume of three eggs worth of food. So we're not talking about the basic mitzvah of tzedakah, we're being machmir. And the Shiboli Aleket seems to assume that the shear is considerable. The poskim talk about 10 shekel for each ani as a money yofa. And therefore, we see in the poskim that some will require shtei matonis chashuvas sheish from kedelu sameach, and that is more than just the matona mu'etes. Now, in the case of begadim, we know that we saw in the Rambam you could be mekayim the mitzvah of matonis of yonah with mos or with minei ochel. What about begadim? And the Ar Sameach wants to assume that the Rambam only went as far as Ochel. He wouldn't go a step further and allow for Begadim to be part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And once again, within the context of Tzedakah, it would be very difficult to assume that Begadim has any different status than Ochlin. In fact, even from the perspective of Simcha, I don't know. I'm not sure if you buy someone a really nice suit, or on Pur, maybe a nice costume, that should be misameach the person. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, at the end of Sifkat and Beis, seems to imply that anything that's roy lehenos mimeno on Pur is fine, whether it be machol, whether it be mos, maybe it could be yotze with other things as well. And certainly, one could expand the definition of simcha to include begadim. But there are tshuvas that you need most. I don't know. I'm not sure. What about a check, or what about a plastic card? Kartis Ashray? I don't know. In the case of a check, then if the ani receives the check and he can use it, can buy something with the check by giving it to a third party, then for sure he should be yotzi his mitzvah of matanas levyonim. If on the other hand he cannot use the check today, then the mitzvah lechora is to give a gift which can be received and can be utilized today. That's tzedakah. That's matanas levyonim. So let's say you give a check dachui, what we call post-dated check. Perhaps for a post-dated check, he could cash it in and get 95% of its value. Now, what about Irgunei Tzedakah? We said there are different kinds of organizations, and they'll receive a credit card. They're not hesitant for that. Can that be a fulfillment of Matanos Levyonim? That's what the poskim want to deal with. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim? The Rambam assumes yes. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that the reason why a woman is chayav in this mitzvah is because afein hoy bos anes. She also has to be mesameach, the lev of the aniyim. And once again, that would seem to indicate that the mitzvah here is fundamentally a mitzvah of simcha. So lamaisa, after all is said and done, we really have to be mesameach the lev aniyim on Purim, and that simcha, which is very similar and almost overlaps with mishloach manos, is the mitzvah that we hope to fulfill mitzvah Hashem this Purim. Ken yi ratzon amen.